First of all, I just want to thank everybody on the Zoom and express my gratitude to everybody involved. First of all, and I speak for Brett and Joey when I say how amazing it is that we have amazing coverage from everybody involved in the media. And then I also can speak for Joey, because Joey and I have had, you know, if you want me at my best, Joey understands this. It's usually when we're eating. So we've had many opportunities to break bread together and to talk. Mostly because I've been really interested in him as a leader and as a just a person all around. I love some of the things that he's been able to share with me about culture, and I see what they do in their with their team, their program. He as a leader has been amazing with the team culture. I'm really impressed with their team, not just the way that they play the game. Obviously, we went out there and played in the game in Lubbock. Great atmosphere, great environment. Not too friendly for us, but it was a really cool experience. And we did not show up at our best. A lot of that had to do with Texas Tech. Texas Tech's a complete team with a great coach, great coaching staff, and all three phases, they play amazing football. I think they're the best team in the country, you know. And so when you look at it that way, we've got our work cut out for us. We're looking forward to the matchup. In fact, after the game, if you want to talk about manifesting, first of all, go back to our dinner. When Joey and I had dinner, we talked about this. Joey, you remember that we talked about playing each other in the championship game. We manifested it, and now here we are. It's amazing that I get to do it against a great person and a great friend. But then also, his team is a reflection of him and the sportsmanship and the class that they have. After the game, we're shaking hands. Half of the players were saying, "We'll see you guys in a few weeks." Like they basically respected us enough to know that we're going to get back at this game, and it was really cool that interaction for our guys to go out and play three games and get ready to get back into this and have another shot at it. An amazing team, and so we're looking forward to being at our best because it's required of us when playing the best team in the nation, and that's Texas Tech. And so as we go through this, we're looking forward to the matchup, looking forward to the game altogether. I'm not much of a campaign guy for us during the season, but after the season and looking at it at everything, I do believe that what Commissioner Yormark and what Joey McGuire said, that we are a playoff contending team. And so looking forward to the matchup, and I'm looking forward to us both teams representing the Big 12 in this playoff and doing it the right way. But I do know we have some work to do and some improvement to get to. Seeing the film and Texas Tech making that happen, that's going to be key. And to end my comments, I just want to say that being in the Big 12 has been amazing for our fan base and for all of Cougar Nation, for our team. Being in all the different venues, we enjoyed the partnership in the Big 12, connecting with all the coaches and seeing all the places that we get to play, different venues. It's been amazing. Thank you for being kind to us, and thank you for the leadership that we see from our commissioner. Looking forward to it, and looking forward to an amazing game this weekend.
Thank you so much, Coach. All right, we'll start with some questions from our media members in attendance. Once again, if you could use the raise hand function, I'll be able to call on you. First one up would be Dana Green, KTVX. Dana?
Hey, Kalani, I'll get this out of the way early. You seem to deal with this every single year. Your name comes up with coaching speculation. What do you tell your team about the rumors they inevitably hear on social media? Do you address it at all? Or is it something that you just, you know, you're solely focused on the game that you don't even want them to pay attention to it at all?
Well, I have to address it because it's there's the world is small now and people can see stuff on social media and everything, and you guys do a great job at covering things, and so yeah, I'll address it. But I also, they're used to me saying, hey, this is a good sign, you know, that things are going well for us. But I will say that this isn't about me. What I've asked our team to do is to be focused on what we're trying to accomplish. We there are marks of finishers, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to finish the season the right way and get after it, and it's required of us to be at our best to play against Texas Tech. So as we go through this week and go through the prep, I also want them to live through all the moments and have the great experience and not waste a moment thinking about anything else. So I've asked our team to be focused on what we can control, and that's the right now we can control what we're doing as a team and not worry about all the distractions. This is a great distraction to have, let's be honest. But you know, right now we need to be focused on making sure that we're giving our best shot in this game against Texas Tech?
This question is for Kalani. When you look at what Bear Bachmeier has accomplished this season, it's kind of unprecedented in terms of BYU's storied history with quarterbacks. I mean, he's the first true freshman quarterback to start every game during his first season at BYU. He's obviously led BYU to the Big 12 title game. When you kind of look back at what he's done this season, what's stood out to you the most on how he's progressed and what enabled his progression to kind of achieve the things that he's achieved so far?
Yeah, I mean, he's just bought into what our offense coordinator wants from him, and then just having the players rally around him, and not expecting too much from him other than doing his best. And I think we started from the season and kind of slowly understanding that he just got here this summer and that we can work with him, and the more that he can take, the more we're allowing him to do. And now we're at the end of the year; he's not a true freshman anymore. You know, he's a veteran now because he's had 12 games, and so. That being said, he knows he doesn't have to do it all by himself, but you know he gets frustrated when he doesn't perform as good as he can. And last time we were in Lubbock, he didn't do as great as he knows he can play, and that has a lot to do with what Joey's defense did. You know, they're one of the best defenses in the country, and so that's not going to be easy. But I think there's a lot of things that he can take from that game and improve on, and he's looking forward to the matchup. But I've just been really impressed with his maturity, and just he's a great teammate. He's just bought into whatever he can do to help the team play and have success. And we are here in this position because of him. But I also want to give credit to our coaches and also his teammates that have been able to rally around him.
Yeah, this question is for Kalani. Kalani, since you were made associate athletic director and promoted within the athletic department, how has that affected your relationship with Brian Santiago, and how have you been able to contribute in that role, and has it affected your actual coaching on the field?
Coaching is always the first priority, and so. When there's extra time to do things, I think the role came because I have a great relationship with our president, our vice president, and our athletic director. So the relationships have been amazing with me. But I don't know if I bring much to the table other than my perspective and the effort that I can give. But other than that, I mean, I think there's very capable people here at BYU, and I'm just proud and honored that they would give me a voice in things.